Om Shanti. Today is Sunday, 17th June 2018, the magic of blessings. Today's blessing is, may you be true moths and surrender yourselves to the flame and finish all the circling around with remembrance and service. The children who always keep busy in remembrance and service easily become free from all types of circling round, chakra and chakra. If there is still any type of circling around, chakra, you will then continue to circle around. It may be circling of relationship or something of your own nature and sanskar. All of this wasteful circling around will finish when you do not have anyone except the one flame in your intellect. Those who surrender themselves to the flame become equal to the flame. Those who surrender themselves in this way are true moths, parvane. So children who always keep busy in remembrance and service. Baba is telling us to remain busy in these two things, remembrance and service. If we remain busy in these two things, remembrance and service, what will happen? All types of circling around will finish. It could be circling of relationships or nature and sanskaras. Relationships or nature, swabhav and sanskar. These are the two circling around or chakra or chakra. If you remain busy in remembrance, yad and seva, these all circling around will finish. So those who surrender themselves to the flame become equal to the flame. So one is flame, shama, another is moth. So this is a beautiful analogy Baba is giving us. All this wasteful circling around will finish, and when you do not have anyone except the one flame in your intellect, those who surrender themselves in this way, they are the real moths. What do moths do? You have seen, whenever there is a light source, what they do? If suppose this is the source of light, artificial light, so this moth, how to show that? Like this. No. He is a moth. Okay. This is the source of light. So what this moth does? It keeps on revolving around this source of light. Why it does so? Have you ever pondered over this? Why the moth is attracted to the light or light source? Why it goes? Because of heat. And the exact reason for moth circling around the light source or the spiral way it makes, the exact reason is unknown. There are certain hypotheses made. And this path of the moth or this circling round is known as celestial navigation. Celestial navigation. Actually, this moth is attracted towards some celestial bodies like moon, and it makes an angular attraction towards that moon source or something like that, heavenly bodies. But when it encounters an artificial light, here also it is trying to go towards that celestial light somewhere, the cause being unknown. So it is trying to go towards that light, but sometimes probably it is deceived into thinking that that light is here. So it comes down, but then again it realizes it is there. So in this way, it keeps on revolving around this body in that light source. But actually the attraction is for some heavenly this thing, bodies. That's why this path, this spiral path made by the moth is known as celestial navigation in science. So Baba is saying, you also circle around. But when you circle around one flame, one Shama, when you surrender unto one flame, this is in fact the real circling around. When you surrender yourself to the flame, this is the moth. When the moth surrenders to the flame, this surrender makes the moth similar to the flame. So then you become real moth. So this is something yad or remembrance, and you remain busy in these two things, seva and remembrance, so you will get rid of all the unnecessary circling around, all the unnecessary chakra and chakra of two things: one, relationship; second, your own swabhav and sanskar. This is the greatest circling around that wastes time. Which one? Relationship. Suppose A and B, they have some relationship with each other. That could be anything. Relationship of husband and wife, friends, mother and son, mother and daughter, brother and sister, or anything for that matter. Anything. Any relation. But that becomes a deep entanglement. That becomes a bondage. That no more remains a sambandh but becomes a bandhan. So this circling around of relationship sometimes wastes a lot of time, lot of energy, and you have very little time at present. In today's Avyakta Murli, Baba has said, you challenge the world that this is the imperishable hospital where such hopeless cases with worst prognosis are going to come in future. Those who are disheartened, those who have lost all hopes, there are minimal and slim chances of survival because the disease has increased to such an extent. Multi-organ dysfunction syndrome. All the organs have failed. So such bad cases with poor prognosis, with slim chances of survival, are going to come to the casualty, and you will have to give oxygen fatafat as much as possible. Which oxygen? Courage. Shwas, that is the breath you will have to give. So such stage or day is going to come. This is the prediction made in today's Murli. That's why you have to remain busy in swasadhana, self-training, self-practice, swa-abhyas. What swa-abhyas? Swa-abhyas of ekant. What ekant? Of solitude, to remain lost in one. Because there would be periods of upheaval, commotion, disturbance, turmoil going to come in future. If you cannot remain now, if you cannot remain lost in this sadhana now, how will you maintain yourself that time? Now you cannot say that I have no time. Now you have a lot of time. Now you have a lot of time, lot of leisure, lot of fursat. A time will come when you will have no time, when thousands and thousands of cases would come and the world would turn into a big mental hospital where every person is running amok where the whole world will be like a lunatic asylum. Madmen screaming, shrieking, shouting. That time you will have to give the oxygen of courage to those depressed souls. So now is the time to remain lost in one flame, and the moth should be circling around only around this flame and none else. In today's Murli also, in Avyakta Murli, Baba said for new children, all those who have come new, Baba is giving them a shortcut way. Otherwise there are long cuts, long ways. Baba has told one shortcut path. The shortcut path is remain, sing song of one Father, sing praises, mahima of one Father, give introduction only of one Father, remain lost in remembrance of only one Father, just remember one word, one Father. So sing song of one Father, sing praise of one Father, give introduction of one Father, remember one Father, just remember one word. This is the shortcut. All others are long cuts, long ways. This is the shortcut. So real moths are those who remain lost in the remembrance of one. This is the real ekant. To remain lost, to get lost in one. And when you remain lost in one, you automatically forget all other things. You don't have to try to forget the body and the relationships of the body. Otherwise, as Baba said, these two things are the most dangerous things. You keep on circling around. Sambandh, Swabhav Sanskar. This chakra around these. And if you want to get rid of these chakra or circling around, become a moth and start this celestial navigation. I was wondering, even the science has used this word, the hypothesis of moth circling around the light source, they have used this word transverse navigation or celestial navigation. So we are the celestial moths. We are the divine moths. We are the spiritual moths. Ruhani Parvane. And our aim is to keep on revolving around one flame, one Father. So all other circling will finish. Otherwise, they will waste time. They will waste energy. They will waste thought, sankalp. Keep on thinking about them. Keep on imagining something or other. And if you look at any one relationship of the world, any one relationship, mother, father, brother, sister, whatever, a single relationship has almost 100 different layers. You will see different layers in that relationship. Sometimes you feel good about that person, sometimes negative thinking, sometimes jealousy about that person, sometimes start praising that person, sometimes you feel like to go and ask for pardon, sometimes you feel like to scold, insult, feel egoistic, insecure. In single relationship only, there are so many different layers. You cannot say that my relationship with this person is very good, everything is nice. Not like that. Because what is shown on the surface is not there within. What is hidden in the layers of subconscious mind is something different. There's a beautiful poem written by Khalil Gibran. And in that, it's a story of mother-in-law, mother and daughter. Okay? this mother and this daughter, they suffer from one disease, somnambulism. Somnambulism means walking in the sleep. Walking during sleep. So mother and daughter, they love each other too much. So the mother is dreaming or starts walking in the sleep and she reaches the garden. The daughter walking in the sleep reaches the garden. So mother and daughter during the sleep stage, and they both are not aware that we are waking up. So they are walking and they reach the garden and mother starts abusing that daughter. Since the time you came, all my beauty is destroyed. Since the time you came, nobody looks at me. Since the time you came, all attention of the world has gone to you. Nobody is caring about me, nobody is paying attention to me. And she starts abusing him like anything. And the daughter who has come there, she is also in sleep. Sleepwalkers, somnambulism. So she says, she also starts abusing the mother. She says, because of you I am not getting married. You are the greatest obstacle in my life. Why don't you die just? Old haggard, old woman, dirty looks. Because of you I have lost my freedom. And then suddenly it is a daylight. And they realize they are somewhere and they come back. And they again sleep. And they get up. And the mother says, oh my daughter, are you alright? Everything is okay? She says, no, I'm alright. Are you okay? And they start loving each other. So what happened somewhere? So every relation has got about 100 different layers. What is shown on the surface is not there. What love is there outside, probably it's not there inside. Or otherwise also. Two people are having very, not talking with each other, but still deep love within. Very hard on the surface, but very soft within. Absolutely unrelenting. It's appearing as if they are very, very strict with each other, but inside filled with love, respect. Outside showing as if I don't care, but inside filled with compassion, love. So a single relationship has got 100 layers. So Baba is saying, don't circle around these two things. Chakra, chakra of sambandh, and second chakra of Swabhav and Sanskar. Don't waste your time on this. Because you have to prepare yourself. Swa sadhana, swa abhyas, self training, self practice. Because a time is going to come when emergency cases are going to come. You never know what emergency cases are going to come, but they would be definitely hopeless cases. They have no time for doing any sadhana. They have no time for remembering God. They have no time for listening to you or in your introduction. They have no time for all these things. You need to give them immediate oxygen. Fatafat. You need to give them immediate oxygen. Because if you don't give oxygen, they will die. They need a ventilatory support as early as possible. So you have to practice. Give that oxygen, give that shwas of breath, of courage, of sahas. For that, you need to sit in silence and prepare yourself. So, in today's Murli, the one word which is the crux is swa sadhana. Sadhana is a bhakti, word of bhakti mark, but Baba has used it in today's Murli. You have to go in ekant and do swa sadhana. You have to go in solitude and do this self-training, self-practice. You cannot say that I have no time, no time, no fursat. Not like that. You have a lot of time. Baba has given certificate. You have got all the time in the world. Don't say that you don't have time. Time nikalo. You take out the time, steal the time. That is, steal the ledger. And practice, become Sagar, अभ्यास स्वरूप का सागर बिकम द ओशन ऑफ एम्बॉडीमेंट ऑफ प्रैक्टिस एंटायरली न्यू वर्ड इन टुडेज मुरली नेवर हर्ड बिफोर यू बिकम द ओशन ऑफ व्हाट अभ्यास स्वरूप का सागर सो मच प्रैक्टिसिंग सो मच प्रैक्टिसिंग सो मच प्रैक्टिसिंग गो इन सॉलिट्यूड एंड प्रैक्टिस व्हाट प्रैक्टिस बाप समान इफ यू प्रैक्टिस दिस बिकिंग लाइक अ फादर यू विल एक्सपीरियंस दैट यू हैव बिकम लाइक द फादर Just practice, practice, practice and practice. Self-practice, swasadhana, self-training. This entire thing is focusing on swa. Mukti and freedom from para, others and focusing on self. So, this is the crux of today's Sakar, Avyakta Murli and this Vardhan. The other, Jean-Paul Sartre, philosopher has said the other is hell. The other is hell. All focus should be on swa, me. So, real moth, parvane, is the one who is surrendering unto one flame, one shama, circling around one shama, and then you become like the shama, you become like the flame. And you get rid of all the unnecessary circling around, wasting time in forming and maintaining those useless, futile, worthless relationships. There is no need for all of those relationships in this Brahmin life. The more relationships, the more the entanglement, the more the bandhan, the more the cage and pinjara. Come out of all of that and focus on swa sadhana. Sit in solitude. Because the time is going to come, you have to prepare yourself for that future time where all, everywhere, just imagine the entire hospital, entire world becoming a mental hospital and insane and lunatic people are screaming and shouting and coming at your door and you have to give speech not of the words, not words, but speech of karma, speech of eyes. And mastak and forehead. Just give them sakash. And they will become calm. Om Shanti.